T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here in North Texas and all across the country, an appeal for calm ahead of tonight's planned release of video showing the violent death of a man at the hands of Memphis police. All 5 officers involved in the death of Tyree Nichols have been arrested and face several charges, including murder and kidnapping.
KRLD's Chris Fox joins us live from Memphis this morning with an update. Chris, good morning. When will this video be released?
6 o'clock this afternoon, this evening. It's definitely a city on edge. Sadness, grieving, and anger. Very angry. Last night, there was a candlelight vigil at the skate park that Tyree Nichols used to hang out at. And his mother, Rovon Wells, reaching out to people calling for nonviolent protests. But you could even hear the preachers who spoke at the event screaming, why? And people are angry. And back in 2020, the Memphis City Council amended the officer training and did away with things like choke holds and unnecessary use of force. And that's why they're screaming, why? Why is this happening again?
And they're all.
And it's interesting. There's a heavy police presence all over Memphis. Thursday night, it was kind of a ghost town. It was a little bit cold. Even Beale Street, very, very quiet. Police at both police cars at both ends of the street, flashing lights, and so you definitely get a feel that there is a heavy police presence around town.
Yeah, I would expect that they are preparing. What else are they doing to, you know, in the event of any violence?
Well, right now they're trying. There's an 11 o'clock press conference scheduled with the family, Tyree Nichols' family, and the general thought is they will also again make the appeal for nonviolence, so to try and downplay. There's also a feeling that the police have kind of done what they could to try and help this, in that they arrested the 5 officers, they fired the 5 officers immediately, arresting them yesterday and indicting them, and that they're moving ahead with justice. That is also the theme, is justice for Tyree.
And there are all kinds of warnings about how disturbing this video is. So why do you think they're releasing it?
Boy, the question is, why are they releasing it Friday at 6 o'clock when it gets dark? It does seem like an interesting period of time to do it. We were told about a week ago that it might take a few weeks for them to release it. So they are releasing it awfully quickly. Tyree's mother mentioned last night that she has not seen the video, but has been told it's absolutely horrific, and was actually suggesting people not watch it. But we are hearing things come out about Ben Crump, the attorney for the family, mentioning equating this video to that of Rodney King. I think a lot of there's so many questions that need to be answered. The two different altercations with him, when he was first pulled over for reckless driving, he took off and ran. And then shortly after, when he was accosted again the second time, before they sent him to the hospital. All the questions that are going to be asked, that are being asked rather, will be answered by the videotape. And I think they want to get that out as quickly as possible for that reason. But at the same time, it is also expected to trigger emotions. Many schools have already been canceled. All events after school, all sporting events on Friday night have all been canceled. So people are preparing. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Chris, thank you very much. Great work. We appreciate the time. That is KRLD's Chris Fox. He is in Memphis this morning. Again, that video is going to be released at 6 o'clock this evening.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.